Hey, that's just dads who try, dog. That's just dads who try. Team no sleep, baby. Dads who try.
Hey, welcome back to another episode, another show. We're not just audio anymore, Tommy.
We are officially video, and I just couldn't be more proud of our team, man.
You know, our team has put in so much hard work and effort. And
who's on our team?
Us, you and me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I'm proud of us.
I'm proud of us. We've made it to, episode 38. And hey, thank you everyone for reviewing, for subscribing, for dropping a 5-star, for dropping a comment. We appreciate it so much. Continue to do it, okay? And press that subscribe button, share it with a friend, a family member, maybe another dad who you think this content could help out. And look, maybe it doesn't help, but it'll make you laugh. And hopefully that does something therapeutic for you too. It's episode 38, Tommy.
Yeah, it is episode 38. And normally I would have an athlete, something significant that would represent the number 38. However, I don't have.
I have something.
Talk to me here.
Episode 38. It's time we Tom and Nate. Tom and Nate.
38.
Let's go. Oh, man.
Nailed it.
That was so stupid, but for real, it's time to Tom and Nate. Tom and Nate fatherhood. Dominate the culture.
Culture.
Like what?
Hey, there's a few things I want to jump into today.
All right, both feet.
Let's jump right in. And I want to talk about the $660 million that Instagram made in one day because they allowed you to now have the option to buy blue check marks.
Instagram made $660 off of people buying blue check marks.
No. They made $660 million in one day off of blue check marks.
Holy dang.
So, listen.
Yo, people got straight scammed, bro.
Not only people got scammed.
Because here's the joke.
Yeah.
The joke is everyone who bought the blue check mark wanted the status of being verified. But the status of being verified means nothing now that anybody can be verified.
And I'm not going to lie. I don't know who to trust anymore.
I don't know. All I know is that our friends, we got some famous friends now.
There is a couple of my friends that I haven't asked them.
Dude, I'm so impressed. We got some famous friends walking around with 1,400 followers, 300 followers. I'm like, dang, these guys.
At what, like, I don't know, like, I don't know what the number is to, like, be officially, like, that I wouldn't second guess it.
Yeah.
You know, the number of, like, how many people do you have to have in order for you to be like, oh, yeah, that's official for sure.
I think if you got a blue check mark and you're under a million. No, I'm kidding. That's so lofty.
Yeah, I'm like, that's a big number.
Look, I'm the wrong guy to ask. I just don't care.
Yeah.
If you need the status to feel good about yourself by buying yourself a blue check mark, then hey, I hope you feel good.
Yeah, I hope that blue check mark brings you satisfaction.
I don't want one now.
I don't want one, actually.
Like, if Instagram was like, hey, we found that you're verified. You are really dads who try. And they gave us a blue check mark, I'd be like, take it back.
I don't want it.
I don't want it.
I don't want it.
I do want the TikTok one, though.
Because it's not there
you
yet.
You can't buy that, bro.
You can't buy me. You can't buy it.
What's one thing that you can't buy, but you wish you could?
A house in LA.
Dang. I was thinking like what no one could buy.
I mean, am I wrong?
No, you are not wrong.
Dude, it's a dream.
It is.
And as the time goes on, it feels like a lofty dream.
My wife and I bought a house in Washington State.
Yep.
In 2014.
Paid $100,000 probably.
$140,000.
Nice.
We sold it in 2017 for $240,000. And it is now worth over $500,000.
Dang.
That same house with the same square footage and no yard is 1.4 here in LA.
It's unbelievable.
Yep. And when we say here in LA, we are not actually recording in LA right now.
Yeah, you may be wondering or guessing, hey, like, why are they, why does everything look different? Why are they not in the stew, aka the garage? Well, it's because we're not in LA, you guys. We're in Oceanside.
Shout out to Oceanside. Yeah. Shout out to today's beverage, Seaborn Coffee.
Shout out to Seaborn Coffee.
This is not coffee, though. This is a kefir beverage.
Like a kombucha?
It's kind of like kombucha.
Yeah.
Except I think the...
Did I say it right? Is it kombucha or kombucha?
This is called booch. I feel, hey, like, I feel like that's a bad name or a bad word.
Hey, can you pass me the booch?
Yo, I want to drink that booch.
Yeah.
I don't know. Do you like it?
No,
I
don't.
Do you like booch?
I could rock with booch.
But do you like the flavor?
It depends on which one.
I feel like if I was 13 years old and I was drinking booch, I'd be like, yo, I'm drunk.
Growing up and like trying to like be at the house party and like drinking like one sip.
Duels.
And you're like, I'm gone after a sip, man. Like, what? No, you're not.
Growing up, did you ever like, you know, like when you're like a little kid, like, did you ever like fake drunk or?
Yes, bro. What? Like, well, I don't know if I fake drunk. I don't think. If you can fake drunk, you're literally.
No, I mean like a little kid, like a 5-year-old, like, whoa, you know.
Oh, bro, what? I was a fool. Yes, I'm pretty sure I did everything when I was a young kid.
Do you remember those fake cigarettes that were that were
candy?
Yeah.
No, we had the fake cigarette sticks. It was like 15 cents for a pack.
And you blow on it and it's like powdered sugar.
No, I never got that one.
Yeah.
It's amazing.
Yeah.
I only got the one where you like you can break it in half and you know it's like it dissolves later, but
I've never seen that one.
Yeah.
You know what I loved growing up was, you know, the most underrated firework of all time. The snakes.
The
little pellets.
Oh, yeah.
And they...
Yep. During the 4th of July, we would always buy those little rocks. You know, the little pop rock things?
The poppets.
Poppets. Yes, yeah. Exactly.
Yeah.
Trying to snap at each other's feet and jumping all over the place, you know? I used to get my cousins all the time.
Dude, I get my kids.
Because you're a savage.
Throw them on their back and stuff. And they're like, oh, Dad, no.
It actually doesn't really
hurt at all. It's just, like, but, scary.
But... Isn't it funny how kids will, like, because they're scared, they'll say, ow.
Yeah, ow.
Like, dude, that did not hurt.
I didn't even touch you yet.
It was a sound, and it startled you, and now you're saying you're scared.
Can I tell you something that I've never understood?
What?
In movies,
okay,
right, someone comes over, and they put a plastic bag over someone's face.
Yep.
And they kill them with the plastic bag.
Instantly.
Yeah, you know, it's like 30 seconds.
Yeah.
I can't breathe, right? And they're always trying to go for the hands.
Why don't you just make a hole?
Why don't you just poke a hole in the bag, bro? You know what I'm saying?
Like,
why don't you just poke a hole in the bag?
You make a great point. I never really thought about that.
Man, they're like, too strong.
They're like fighting so hard.
And it's like, yo, just like.
I'm definitely removing.
It's a grocery store bag, bro.
Yeah.
Just poke a hole in that sucker. You can even bite it.
Yeah.
You know?
That is you blew my mind.
You're welcome.
Thank you.
Want to know something else I don't understand?
What don't you understand?
My kids.
Ugh.
My wife. Myself.
Yeah, keep going.
I don't understand California state tax laws. I don't understand.
Nice.
Charter schools. I don't.
What don't you understand about charter schools?
I don't know. I mean, I kind of do, but I don't understand tides.
Tide pods?
No, I'm not Gen Z.
Nice.
I don't understand the tide.
Like how it works.
Yeah.
Yeah. Didn't we see something yesterday that was interesting?
Yeah.
Like the tide was like super close to the shore.
Yeah, we're here in Oceanside and the tide was super far in. But it's not that the tide was far in. Watch. I watched a TikTok, so I'm pretty much a genius now.
Talk to me here.
Neil deGrasse Tyson.
Okay.
He described the tide.
Yep.
The tide does not go in and out, Tommy.
It doesn't.
The earth goes in and out of the tide. Just like my kids. Like what? Trying to tie it in. You guys, we hope this podcast is adding value to your life.
If you've listened this far, oh, just you wait. We got such a great content coming.
You know what's funny, Tommy, is there's something about being a child.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know, maybe this is adulthood too, but I feel like as a kid, it's way worse. There's like a fear of boredom and not knowing what to do or having something to do. I remember growing up and like being bored and then feeling like the worst thing in the world. But that's like when I remember doing some crazy stuff.
If kids only knew the science behind all that.
And it's like now, like kids aren't bored.
Yeah.
Like they just have screens or they have something to do.
Well, I'll tell you what, man, I still, like, I'm a definitely an antsy person when I don't have,
some,
like,
yeah.
I like moving, you know, all yeah. the time, like, but there comes a time when I'm like, wow, this actually feels nice, and maybe I'll just take a nap.
Yeah.
It's like, naps are underrated.
I don't know about that.
They are. What do you,
yes. I hate napping.
I love a good nap.
I just feel like I waste my day when I nap, unless I'm driving.
Yeah.
Sorry, not like I'm driving, but like I'm in the passenger seat.
Dude, I feel like I nap during the most crucial times that I need to be up.
Oh, no.
In the home sometimes.
No.
Leo would say this, bro. She's Yikes. Probably listening. She's like, oh, my God, I can't believe he's talking about it. I'll admit it.
Okay, Grayson's 3 years old.
Yep.
And he's on the verge of not needing naps anymore.
Good luck, buddy.
But he goes to school.
Okay.
And they take naps.
Oh,
like the other day, we picked him up, and his teacher was like, hey, we had an incident with Grayson, and we're like, oh, no. What happened? And she's like, during nap time, he crawled into another kid's bed and asked if he wanted to wake up and go play, and he wouldn't leave his bed. Like, this is the most Grayson thing I've ever heard.
That's actually so iconic.
Dude.
Hey, I'm not leaving the bed until you actually come out and play with me.
Hey. And he doesn't know how to whisper. So it's like, loud. The room's dead quiet. He's like, hey, it's me, Grayson, again. I'm in your bed. And the kid's like, I know. You want to play?
Dude, the fact that kids have beds in school
yeah.
and they get to take naps. Wow, what a dream. Think about, I wouldn't have mind that in high school.
No. You know,
like, give me my own little pod. Give me, gosh, 45 minutes.
Google had that. Google, I don't know if they still do, but they used to have sleep pods.
Yeah.
And they noticed that when their employees are rested.
They do better.
They do better.
Hmm. So, looks like my science class that was towards the end of the day. Looks like you should have had me nap prior to that class.
Check out that science.
Yeah, check out that science.
Boom.
I knew I wasn't a failure. They were. The system failed me.
Yeah, what a move.
Yeah.
Speaking of moves.
Yep.
Can we talk? Sorry. I got the black lung pop. You know that reference?
No.
Zoolander.
Dude, how do I forget references like that? I just feel like I fail you every single time.
It's okay.
Sorry.
No, it's fine. Let's talk about signature moves for a second.
Let's talk about signature moves.
Because we saw that we were watching this thing about LeBron and yep. his signature look away from the ball, look back at the ball, and shoot then, the ball, three. Yeah.
You know when LeBron does that, like, the look at the ball for a second and then does a little step back and shoots that three? You know it's coming, but why can't people stop it?
It's LeBron James.
It's LeBron James.
My question is that his signature move?
Yes.
I feel like the tomahawk dunk is his signature, bro.
What, all right, fine. When it comes to dunks, that's the tomahawk. That's his for sure. But when it comes to his three-point thing, that's his for sure, too. Okay. He has two.
What is Steph's signature move? Like a deep three?
Mm-hmm.
Like from the logo?
Yeah, like any deep three, you just know it's Steph.
Like two steps back from the three line.
Yes.
Yeah.
Easily.
Okay. What's Clay's signature move? Dropping 37 points in a quarter? I feel like his signature move, he doesn't have one. It's just getting hot.
Yeah. Like, he just gets going. He'll make, like, four buckets in a row, and the crowd will go crazy.
Dude, I feel like we're getting hot right now on all these podcasts.
Yeah.
We're just scoring on all of these.
Score. What's your signature move?
My signature parenting move? It's got to be the spontaneous dance party.
Yeah.
That's my go-to. You know, they talk about me like that. Oh, there goes Nate. Spontaneous dance move guy. a spontaneous dance party guy. Yeah, that's me. I'm the spontaneous dance party guy.
Okay.
That's my go-to parenthood mood. Yeah. Move. Yeah.
My classic move right now with these two boys is, it's interesting here. I'm trying to think. I don't know if I have like a straight go-to.
Let me ask you this. What would your wife say is your signature move?
Gosh darn it.
Napping when you're supposed to be awake?
Honestly, it's close. It's you're getting there.
My wife would say my signature move is not taking out the trash.
Oh, then my classic move is losing something.
Dude, that is...
Bro, you know how many times I've had to...
I thought about this the other day, Tommy. When you told me you lost your glasses, I was like, this is the most Tommy thing I've ever heard.
You're not supposed to say that on this podcast.
You lose your glasses. You leave your wallet in the studio.
Yeah. My keys. Yo, you guys, I'm notorious for losing my keys, my wallet, and my phone constantly. And if it isn't my phone, it's a pair of glasses that I love.
Rest in peace. Someone's about to get blessed.
I hate it so much, actually.
Shoot.
But I bet you it's in a place where it's like, I'll find it later, I'm telling you.
Yeah.
I always do.
I hope so.
But I will say this. There are times where I've lost something and I've like, just know that I'm like, never going to find it again.
Yeah.
You know?
Totally.
And the scary part about that is not losing it. It's actually having to send the text to the spouse.
Hey, babe.
Hey.
I'll be Leah.
Normally it's not in person. Normally it's through a text.
Like, yeah, but let's just play it out.
Hey, babe. How's everything going?
Hi, Tommy.
How are the kids? What are you guys up to?
What happened this time?
Hey, everything is good. Like, you know, it's fine. Like, it's been a great day. There's so many cool things that happened, but I just want to let you know that I lost my wallet. I'll find it. I know exactly where I left it, and we'll be good.
Well, where'd you have it last?
On a plane. It was on a plane.
Oh no, Tommy.
In the seat in Dallas. Yeah. And then it's fine. And then it's good. Then I'll find it.
I didn't know where to go. Whenever I lose stuff, this is my favorite. Like, whenever you lose something and someone else is like, well, where'd you put it last? And I'm like, if I knew, it wouldn't be lost.
Well, yeah. Like, what is it? It's like, if I could retrack all my steps, you guys,
We'd have it.
But I can't, because I can't remember.
Nope.
Is there such thing as short-term memory loss?
Yeah.
Like what is that considered? Like, a minute? 10 minutes? Because, bro, I'll set something down, like, literally, and then I'll, like, lose it in a minute.
Tommy.
What?
I have such bad short-term memory loss. Someone could tell me their name by the end of a 30-second conversation.
You've lost your name?
It's gone. I've lost it.
Is short-term memory loss real, though?
Yes. My dad got it before he got dementia. It's a sign of his dementia.
No.
Yes.
Real.
Dead serious. He'd have to put sticky notes everywhere.
I'm not on my way to dementia.
No. I've seen real short-term memory loss. This is not it, Tommy.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. What did I say 3 minutes ago?
About what?
Uh-oh. Let's get...
You start trying to get me to believe.
Dude, you know who has the greatest memories in the world are kids. But they have the worst memories on the stuff they want to forget.
Yeah.
And then they'll bring up out of the blue a month ago, hey, so I remember you said you'd take me to a Dodgers game, Dad. How come you didn't take me to a Dodgers game, Dad?
Yeah, or like, how about...
It's not even baseball season.
Or how about, did you forget that I told you to go clean your room? How about you do that?
Oof. Look.
I'm ready for this thing.
River hasn't been to Oceanside in over a year.
Yeah.
And we get here and he's like, oh yeah, let's go to the In-N-Out right next door. I'm like...
Like, how do you remember that?
How do you know that, bro?
By the way, so I had Nate's son, River, with me in the car yesterday. This is so funny.
Oh, no.
Forgot to tell you.
Oh, no.
We're on our way, so we split up the boys. Nate takes his youngest with Steph, and I have River. And we're driving here, and he's like constantly looking at my map, and yeah. he can tell the miles, and so it's yep. like in the minutes. So he's like, oh, man, we're only got 5 minutes left. We only got 3 minutes left. Oh, we're about to get off on the turn. And he's like, hey, it's in that big building with the blue line down.
That's crazy.
And I'm like, bro, we're not even there yet. And how do you know this? And so I'm thinking he's just talking, you know, like just
yeah,
to talk.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And of course, bro, I pull off on this exit and I see this big blue or the big building with yeah. the blue line down the middle. And it's not the one that we're staying at, but it's still right next
exit.
To it.
Yeah, yeah.
But it's the exit. And I'm like, River, how do you know this? He's like, oh, yeah, I've been here before.
Dude, he has a freaky spatial awareness. Like, I'm so bad at directions.
Yeah.
Probably directions and sharing food are the two things my wife and I argue about the most in our life.
Sharing food.
In directions, yeah.
Nice.
You know, she'll be like, turn left. And I'm like, I just passed it.
As you're going through the light, it's like, turn left.
Yeah, and I'm like, she's like, no, there was time. I was like, you want me to kill our whole car, flip this thing? Because I'm just freaking, you know? And then, like, you know,
who?
She had probably said it, like, a mile before. Hey, turn left on this one, you know?
Who drives the most, like, when you guys are together?
Usually me, but lately, she's been taking the wheel.
Yeah. I noticed that when you guys got in the car yesterday, that Steph...
I was like, Steph, you want me to drive?
Took it the whole way.
I was like, you want me to drive? And she's like, no, I got it. And I was like, is this something about my driving?
Yeah.
You think it is?
I don't think so.
You don't think so?
No, but I don't know why... I don't know, actually. I really don't.
I got to have a talk with her, dude.
But I will say this. You're more than welcome to. Because I'm going to be on my phone for just a couple minutes, probably just browsing around, and then I'm gone.
Yeah, I'm...
I hope you're not looking for someone to talk to, because I'm... yeah, I'm up. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yep.
Sorry. No, I think we missed our turn.
Oh, bro, there was one time where I'm with a group of friends,
yeah.
And we're driving down to, where did we go? I forget, it was a road trip somewhere, I think it was down to Kentucky. One of our friends played for,
Kentucky. Is that next to Barbie Tucky?
I see what you did there.
Sorry,
so you stupid. Sucker.
So stupid.
But we're driving, and they're like, they obviously were all scheming on trying to get me to freak out. And so they're driving, you know, and so
oh, yeah.
they're like, you know, they're counting down. I have a clip of it somewhere. But they all started screaming at the same time and woke me out of my sleep, and I kind of like had this panic, like, because they kind of stopped. And they're like, ah! And bro, so I woke up and my eyes are so wide, like...
Okay.
Got me.
Do you scare Leah? Like startle her?
Yeah, I still from time to time I still do.
Dude, it is like a joy, a love language of mine to like jump out and scare my family. Boo.
Yeah.
Like, oh my God. And they freak out.
Oh.
I want to know, is this a husband thing? Is this a father thing? Like, do dads do this? I want to know, if you do this, please tag us on social at Dads Who Try. We want to see you scare your wife. I'll drop some on our page soon, okay?
Yeah. Like, there's good pranks, you know? I used to do it way more. I don't know. Maybe it's that time now to restart everything again. But, bro, I had some good runs where I would just, like, you know, I would try to run into, like, the room, like, fast and before knowing that it's like
no way.
You know, yeah, I would do dumb stuff, and she, you know, I think she gets pretty scared easily,
yeah,
and so she's always like on the lookout, like if she sees me run into the room fast, she's like, babe, don't play around.
Dude, my wife can't be scared anymore. She's just like, okay, Nate.
She just knows,
Nate, come out from the bathroom, from the shower. I'm like, okay. Like, she just knows.
We were staying in, I think it was, no, it wasn't the Valley. It was the last place that we were staying in.
Yeah.
And it gets kind of darker in our room, so I was kind of like hiding on the floor next to our bed. And like, I always do this crap, bro. I just try to run in there first. And she's like kind of cleaning up, or she'll see me, she'll be like, okay. And then so all the lights go off, and she was like, she'll say my name first, like before she turns off all the lights, so she knows.
Tommy.
And I don't respond back. And she's like, babe, stop playing games. I don't respond. Like, I won't. And
it's
she's,
a silence.
Yeah. It's a silence that gets you. It really does. And I'm.
Do you need a silence to sleep?
Bro, come on. You witnessed it the other day.
No, you don't need anything to sleep.
No, just give me somewhere to lay down and I'm good.
Dude, I have a harder time sleeping when it's silent.
Yeah.
Like I need like a, what's it called? White noise or a fan or something going on.
Yeah. It's easier for me to sleep with that on for sure. But like I have no problem sleeping in general.
Yeah.
And so I feel like I'd, like if I can initially sleep, I'm good.
Yeah.
Like I won't need anything.
What's the perfect frequency for white noise for you? If you could just do it.
Wait, what
was that?
That's more of a lion.
It's more of like a purple noise.
Meow.
Like, bro, what was that? Dude, I can't go to sleep unless I hear this sound.
You're a freak.
Bro. Hey, I'm not a freak, bro.
You're not?
I'm a brick house.
Dude, you know, talking about the sleep thing, I don't get much of it, but when I do, I feel great. But the perfect, I can't tell you enough how odd this is, but I love sleeping on a couch.
Dude, 100%.
Like, what is it? Like,
I love it.
Like, we're here in Oceanside, and we have a bed. Like, you know, there's a pop-out bed here.
Yeah, right behind me.
Yep. And I told Nate last night, because he's like, oh, you can sleep anywhere, bro. Obviously, that you got the couch or the bed. What was my first response?
I'm cashing on the couch.
I'm good.
Yep.
The only reason why I went to the bed was because you pulled it down, and I came over. And I said, you know what? Let's just chill. And
Tommy was mid-conversation. He's like, yeah, so tomorrow, what do you think about... Like, that's literally how fast it was. I look over, I'm like, this guy's mid-conversation. Not even me talking. Mid his own sentence. Hey, so tomorrow, what do you think about... I look over.
Now, you know that this has been since I've been in high school.
Yeah.
Bro, I would drink all my buddies would come over, right? We'll play video games, or I'd have a buddy spend the night, and we're in the middle of like Halo and stuff, and it's like 10:30 at night, 11 o'clock at night, and I'm like, we're going all night. So we run to the Speedway, the local Speedway right up the street.
Yep.
Get a Slurpee, Sour Patch Kids, chips, all the things to make a perfect night. 4 a.m. You know, we're still
we're going till the sun comes up.
Dude.
11:30 comes around. Dude, it's so disappointing though.
And I wake up and I'm like, you guys, what happened? Like, why am I just waking up, and does it say 6:30 right now? I just ruined a perfect night with my friends.
Dude. I remember waking up, I don't know how many times, playing Halo. We're playing. And I'm like, yeah, let's go. Next thing you know, I'm asleep. My character's just running into a wall the whole time. And my friend's like, yo, come on. I'm like, oh, sorry. I was just trying to, what?
Have you fallen asleep playing video games?
Yeah, 100%.
Yeah. Multiple times.
Dozens of times.
Yeah. Anytime I ever go silent on the mic...
Hey, my friends, hey, Tom. Tom.
Tom, you still there? Tom, why are you moving?
Tom, we're pushing.
Tom.
Tom knocked one. Hey, Rez, I need a Rez. Tommy. Tommy's asleep, guys.
My boys hate me if I play video games. I'm tired. They know. They just rather not.
Yeah.
We need another one, guys.
See, look. When we're tired, we fall asleep.
Yep.
When my boys are tired, they want to rally.
They want to fight.
Yeah, I hate sleep. Sleep is for the weak.
I don't want to sleep, Dad.
My six-year-old's like, I'm not tired. And there's like one eye's closed. I said I'm not tired.
Yeah.
And then if you tell him, wherever you look really tired, he's like, no.
Just starts screaming.
Yeah. And I'm like, geez.
Yeah. Oh, man.
Tanya, when you get tired, your eyes get so bloodshot. You think that you were
high.
Oh, yeah.
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 Listen, it just is what it is. I've accepted it, you guys. When I do get tired, I do have bloodshot eyes. I look crazy.
Yep.
And you could tell I'm fighting it.
You know, I remember doing these studies when I was in psychology, and sleep deprivation is
a tactic.
Will make you more. Yeah, I mean, it's literally a torture tactic.
Yep.
Right. But on top of that, you have more inhibitions. Sorry, less inhibitions. You have less ability to logic than when you're drunk.
Stop.
So like, literally, like parents, right? They wonder why they feel so bad, and you know it's because they don't get sleep because they have these kids.
Yeah.
And when you realize and value that sleep is that important, right? It's like, okay, you don't drink, you don't smoke, you don't do any of that stuff, but you're not stewarding your sleep well.
Yeah.
You might as well be doing those things, and it's even worse for you. It kills your metabolism. It spikes your stress levels. It spikes your anxiety. It brings down your ability to logic. It makes you grumpy. Your body starts to go into flight or flight mode. It pumps adrenaline into your body. So then you crash. It's like, dude, your sleep is so important.
That's it.
If you're not sleeping well, your whole entire life will go downhill.
Yeah. Dude, I'm guilty.
Yeah, well, all of us are.
Yeah, I don't get enough of it. I'm like averaging right now the 4.5-5 hour mark.
Tommy.
Yeah.
Why?
Dude, I don't know. Like,
what are you doing?
I'm up at 4.
Yeah. Why are you up till midnight, though?
I'm not necessarily always up until midnight. My go-to bedtime is 10.
Okay.
9:30 to 10 o'clock. That's reasonable.
Yeah, that's good.
But
that's 6.5 hours, 6 to 6.5 hours sleep.
But we have these boys right now that are, you know, obviously like just up, you know, like Ollie's. So, sorry. I do try to get sleep.
Yeah.
But it's not consistent sleep.
Got it. Yeah. Okay. That makes sense.
And so
that's called parenthood.
Yeah, exactly. And so there are times where, but then there are times where I do choose to bring it on myself, you know, and I don't know what it is yet. I'll go to bed, like, you know, I'm super tired, so I'll cash, like, on an unhealthy, you know, situation. I'll go to bed, like, 11.
Yeah.
And then wake up at 4, 12, 1, 2, 3, 4. That's 5 hours. And that's not great.
No.
But a part of me just feels like, all right, if I don't get up at this time, it's so ingrained in my mind that if I don't wake up at that time, I'm going to fail.
But why isn't that the case on the back end? If I don't go to bed at this time, I'm going to fail.
It's true.
Right?
Yeah. I mean, bro, like
I'm guilty too. It's what I don't know what it is. The morning wake up feels like I gotta do it.
Yeah. And
the nighttime going to bed is like, if I feel like it.
But that is very, very true though. Cause we feel like if we don't make that mark in the morning, like it's gonna just destroy everything.
Yeah, maybe it's because like at night I feel like, oh, I have time to myself. If I don't use it, I'm losing it.
Boom. That's my thinking.
Yeah. It's like a little bit of FOMO at the end of the night.
Yep.
If you're missing out on the games, if you're missing out on the show, even if I'm tired and I should go to sleep, I'm like, I got to push myself to stay up because I can.
Right, right, right. Yeah, man. I don't know. Sleep is definitely important to this whole flow. Even talking about working out.
Yeah.
It's like outside of the nutrition stuff, I think rest, right?
Well, yeah. It's like if you're working out on 4 or 5 hours of sleep, your body can't recover to carry the gains that you potentially could have. So now your diet, like your metabolism is shot because you're not getting good sleep. Your workout, your muscles aren't functioning the way they're supposed to function. So now your whole life is on 70% gains. It's like the opposite of performance enhancing drugs, right?
Right.
It's like that stuff allows you to work harder for longer. Lack of sleep is like performance enhancing drugs, or as I like to call them, PDDs. I've never said that before in my life. I just made it up.
I mean, that could work.
P double Ds? Nuts. Nate, come on.
Nate, what are we, 12? Are you kidding me? But I like that you just did that. Sheesh. Took me by surprise. Wow, I feel energized.
I feel like I could stay up all night.
I'm ready to go. We're saying crazy things.
You guys, episode 38. This has been a fever dream.
Yeah.
And we appreciate you guys, and we love you so much. Be on the lookout. We have two more episodes until we get to episode 40.
Yeah. Are we going to do anything special for episode 40?
They're going to have to wait to see, Tommy.
Gosh darn it.
All right. We'll see you guys in the next one.
Hey, that's just dads who try, dog. That's just dads who try. Just team don't sleep, baby. Dads who try.